This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Few issues directly affect an elected leader as much as the boundary of his or her district, and an issue which can cause friction among elected leaders as well. Jefferson County commissioners are in the process of drawing new districts based on the latest census data, and two commissioners are denying reports there's a split between them over the proposed map. We talk about that and other matters of local government with Kyle Whitmire. He's a local political reporter with the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
So the Birmingham News reported that commissioners George Bowman and Sandra Little Brown were split over these new districts, particularly over who would represent the area around Legion Field. But then the two commissioners held a press conference to say, no, there is no conflict. What seems to be going on here?
Well, they came out and said there was no rift, and that was not a word that the reporter Barnett Wright used in the story. But, I mean, what's clear here is that these changes in the district lines have consequences for both of these commissioners. You know, what's happened is that in these two districts over the last 10 years since the last census, population has left the central city. And so they have to add a little bit more room. Now, you know, the Republican majority is going to, as proposed and is ostensibly supporting these district lines, they will have to have approval from the Justice Department. But in addition to trying to add population to these two districts or draw more population in, they also sort of trade some baseball cards between District 1 and District 2. Bowman's district gets Midfield, which happens to be where Midfield Mayor Gary Richardson lived, who ran against Sandra Little Brown in the last election. Sandra Little Brown gets the Legion Field box, which in Birmingham politics, a Legion Field box is kind of like what Florida is for the Electoral College. It's a big box, and it also represents a lot of, it's where a lot of people from very densely populated neighborhoods go to vote. Economies of scale have the same sort of effect on politics as they do on business. And it's, you know, it's very valuable for a politician to have a very dense area that they can cover with very few people and fewer resources. And those neighborhoods really play into Sandra Little Brown's wheelhouse. So that's her bread and butter there. And that's, you know, that only works more to her benefit.
So we have this particularly valuable area around Legion Field. With regard to Midfield Mayor Gary Richardson, how does that affect his calculation if he chooses to run again?
Well, you know, he said in story this week that, you know, the thing that politicians say, I have absolutely no intention whatsoever of running for commission at this time. You know, there's always that at this time thrown in. You know, Bowman could be a weaker candidate, and I don't think that, you know, it escaped any of the other three commissioners that, you know, there have been a lot of 4-1 votes on the commission, and, you know, they might like to have a Gary Richardson on the commission with them rather than a George Bowman. But, you know, this is a game we've seen played out year in and year out for many, many years. This is not the first time, nor will it be the last.
Well, also, as Birmingham marks this week's Martin Luther King Jr. holiday with its annual Unity Breakfast, the morning also brought some disunity as protesters gathered outside demonstrating against the closure of inpatient care at Cooper Green Mercy Hospital. Now, organizers of the breakfast weren't exactly thrilled with the protest, but Kyle, how much do you think this distracted from the unity of the event?
I don't think it really did. I mean, it was, you know, I'm not going to compare them to the Westboro Baptist Church, but it was... This was definitely an attempt to get some more media coverage and to have a little bit of shock value to it. But the reality is the hospital is closed. No one's dying in the streets. And while, you know, the spirit of these protests might be for Cooper Green, they still don't really address the basic math problem. You know, John Rogers keeps saying that the county's been stealing money for years for Cooper Green. But this shows he doesn't understand the basic accounting that the county uses. You know, this doesn't really change anything, and it's unfortunate that you have, you know, lawmakers who should be doing a different job in Montgomery leading these types of events.
Kyle Whitmire is a local political reporter at the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.